Okay, today is Daf Samach Tes. We are on Daf Samach Ches and Beis. We're about 10 lines from the bottom, where it says Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Kol Tlas in Yomin, every 30 days, Mahadalei Talmudei, he would review his learning, Vitali Vakoi Be'irba Dadasha, and he would stand and hang by the entrance of the door, Armah, and he would say, Chadoi Nafshoi, Chadoi Nafshoi. My soul is so happy, right? Loch Kirai, because of you, I learned. Loch Kirai, Loch Tanai, because of you, I read Psukim, and because of you, I learned Brises and Gemara, Torah Shabbat Peh. So happy. Amy, is that true? It's a difficult question. If not for the Torah, the world wouldn't exist. Shinemar, because it says, Imlo Barisi Yomam Valaila Chukas Shmaim V'Oretz Lo Samti. So what's the question exactly? What's the question? He said, I'm learning to make me happy. What do you mean? It keeps the world alive. So, Meikara, originally, Ki Ovid Inish Adaite Denafshe Ka Ovid. No, originally when he was learning, you learn for yourself. And because the mitzvah, the Yigisa Yom V'Layla, to learn Torah, and then it helps the world be sustained. I'm not 100% sure what that means exactly. Okay. Now,
I saw yesterday that the Chidah says that when it says that he was standing at the door, it means that the door to Olam Haba.
Oh, interesting. Very nice. Okay. Now the Agadah is finished. Now, we're back to real Gemara. Not some real Gemara. Not Agadah Gemara. No. Yesterday was a lot of Agadah. Yeah. So in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Eliezer said the following: if I'm allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Torah said I could do that. So for sure, these Durabanans I could do also, like removing warts, all these Durabanan kind of things. The Tanna Kamma said you can't do them on Shabbos. Do them before Shabbos. Said Rabbi Eliezer, that doesn't make any sense. If I could do a Doraisa on Shabbos, the Torah lets me shecht, so for sure I could do the Durabanans. Right? That's what Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua said back, no. But on Yontif, you're allowed to do Doraisas, like cooking and shechit, and you're not allowed to do Durabanans. You're not allowed to do Muks on Yontif. You're not allowed to do that. So, just because you could do a Doraisa, it doesn't mean you could do a Durabanan. And Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, well, Yom Tov, the things you're doing is a Rishus. So, yeah, I understand. The Torah said you could do that. That makes sense. The Rishus. Here it's a mitzvah. So, if I could do the Doraisa, I should do the Rabbanans. That was the conversation in the Mishnah. Based on that conversation, now it comes along with Ashi, Amr of Ashi, Ulamai Dekam Rabbi Eliezer, Nami, Yontif Rishus, Isle Pircha. That's a wrong answer. That answer has a pircha on it. What's the pircha? Ma Yontif, Shehet Debo Malacha Shal Rishus. Right? Yontif, which allows, Yontif, this is what Rabbi Eliezer said. Yontif, which allows Doraisas, Lohitir, Shavus, Sheima. Right? You can't do the Shavus of Durbanon if it can be done before Yontif. Shabbos, Shalohit Bo Ela Malacha Shal Mitzvah. Shabbos, which only allows the mitzvah, Eino Din Shalo Tatir Shavus Chima. So on Shabbos, right, you only allowed to do Malacha of a mitzvah, so for sure, you shouldn't be able to do the Durbanon with it. So your Kavachom is all wrong, Rabbi Eliezer. It's all wrong. It's not true. Rabbi Eliezer, what are you talking about? Shavus the mitzvah adiflei. It's a shavus of a mitzvah. What does that mean, shavus of a mitzvah? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer, Amalach, hi, life kavachomer who? Tana kavachomer. The shavus mitzvah adifa mishavus the rishus. The shavus of a mitzvah, a drabanan, like what? What's a drabanan? Removing the wart. It's a drabanan. Why are you not allowed to remove warts on Shabbos? It's not dumb malacha. It's a drabanan. But it's for a mitzvah. As opposed to, I'm hungry, so I want to eat meat, so we're going to go do things on Yontif. It's totally different. Right? Hilkach, Yontif, Simchaso, Rishus. Yanta Tovin Zirishus. Gazru al Shavus Shalah. So Rabbi Elazar, I understand there's a Gzeru, there's a Shavus that you're not allowed to do. Of course. The whole thing's a Shavus. The whole thing's a Rishus. The whole thing's a Rishus. You want to eat, you want to have Simchas Yontif, it's all Rishus. I understand that there's Gzeru is the Rabbanon, of course. Aval Shabbos, Aval Shabbos, the Dechias Malacha Shebo Mishum Mitzvahi. How come I'm allowed to Shech the Karm Pesach on Shabbos? Why am I allowed to do that? Because it's a Rishus? Of course not, it's a Mitzvah. Lo gazu chachamim ba al shavusos luchasas a mitzvah. So of course the shavusim fall away. Of course they do. That's your Eliezer's opinion. Tanya, top line back in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, umali imdachu machshire mitzvah shala achar shchita es hashabbos dis avadli mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says the following: machshire mitzvah that are after shchita, right? Our mutter, you got to take care of it. Once you do the carbon Pesach, you got to take care of it. Whatever you have to do for the carbon Pesach, you have to do. Lo yidchu machshir mitzvah shalofnei shchita es haShabbos. So then, what's the difference if it's before the shchita or after the shchita? It's for the mitzvah. Once I do the shchita, now I got to prepare the meat. I got to prepare not just preparing the meat. I got to continue with the karbanos, imurim, all these things. I'm allowed to do all that. I'm allowed to do all those things. No issue. So what's the difference if it's before the Shechita or after the Shechita? What's the difference? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, demali, so Rabbi Akiva said back, one second. Demali imdachu machshir mitzvah shal achar Shechita es haShabbos. The reason why you can do things after the Shechita is because shrei dechas haShechita es haShabbos. It's because the Shechita was a mutter. Tomar, yaduchu machshir mitzvah shal fnei Shechita es haShabbos, shal dachas haShechita es haShabbos. But says Rabbi Akiva, it's ridiculous. I didn't do anything yet. If it's before, if it's after the Shechita, and the Shechita's mutter, now I did the Shechita, and now I gotta finish up whatever I gotta do. So there's things I gotta do, maybe the Mechal Shabbos, of course you could do them. Before the Shechita, what are you doing? You're doing violating the Rabbanans? Based on what? You didn't do the Shechita yet. Says Rabbi Eliezer, well, what's the difference before and after? Says Rabbi Akiva, there's a huge difference. Davar Acher, another pshat Rabbi Akiva says, and this is not going to be correct. He says, well, Shem yimtzeba zevach psul. Maybe you'll find something wrong with the carbon. V'nimta, that comes out, mechal shabbos l'mafreya. You're going to do mechal shabbos l'mafreya. Right? One second. So if that's the case, then nimishchat namilo nishchat. You should never do shchita either. Shem yimtzeba zevach psul v'nimta mechal shabbos l'mafreya. Then you should never do a shchita on Shabbos. Never do a carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Why not? Because maybe Lema Freya, it'll come out, it'll be no good. So, that's a Ella, ha'amal b'reisha u'percha. So the answer is, that first Rabbi Akiva said that vart, u'percha. But that vart, it's not a good percha. They got rid of that percha. They made a percha on the percha. In other words, v'hadar amalei hach dama li imdachu. Then he said the second vart, which is a much better vart, which was, what was the second vart? Which the Gemara puts first, that you can't compare after Shechita to before Shechita. Okay? Good? So far so good? Okay, now the Gemara gets a little complicated. Next part of the Gemara is, Heshiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered back and said the following, Vamar hazah tochiach. Hazah will prove that I'm right. What's hazah? Hazah is sprinkling a person with para aduma water. We don't do that on Shabbos. Why don't we do that on Shabbos? What? So Rashi does say that. The Gemara is not going to say that here. The Gemara is going to say it's a gzer. You might come to carry it. You might come to carry the water, and therefore you don't do it. Rashi does say, not here. He says it somewhere else. On the Mishnah, he says it. He says the reason is because it's like a tikkun, like you're fixing yourself. Right? You're not allowed to fix something broken. A person's broken. Getting sprinkled, he becomes fixed. So he can't do it on Shabbos. Rashi says that. The Gemara's not going to say that now. The Gemara's going to say maybe you're going to come to carry it. Either way, we don't do it on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Akiva. So what's Rabbi Akiva saying? What's Rabbi Akiva driving at? So Rabbi Akiva's driving at is, it's a mitzvah. Isn't it a mitzvah to become tar with the paraduma water? And if the seventh day of the guy's tahira is Shabbos, and he needs that sprinkling, we don't do it. What do you see from here, says Rabbi Akiva? That the rabbanans are not doche paid carbon paid. It's only the rabbanan, not to sprinkle them. Right? Maybe you'll come to carry it. Or maybe it's misakin mana, fixing a person. But we don't do it. We don't do it. So what do you see? What do you see from here? That the rabbanans don't beat Shabbos. They don't win. The only thing that wins is shechting the carbon Pesach. And whatever you must do for the carbon Pesach, nothing else wins. Rabbi Elazar, you can take off warts on Shabbos, you can bring it from outside the tchum on Shabbos, all these things Rabbi Elazar allowed. We don't allow any of those things. What's the raya? The raya is sprinkling with paraduma. We don't allow that on Shabbos. Aye, it's a machshir, and he can't without it, he can't bring carbon Pesach. Too bad. What's Rabbi Elazar going to answer back to that? In the mission, he didn't answer it back. What's he going to answer back to that? Okay? So Tanya, we have a Brisa. It's a difficult Gemara. What happens now is difficult. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Beshchita Hashavtani, Beshchita Hashavtani. Oh, did I skip? No. Tanya, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Beshchita Hishavtani. You answered me back with Shchita. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Davar Schok V'Gichuch. It was like a joke. Rabbi Akiva said a joke to Rabbi Eliezer. What's the joke? Shamarta ochilof, because he said we'll switch it around. Uma im haza shu shvus. Haza is a shvus. Eino doche. It's not doche. Right. So shchita lo kolshkein shlotidche. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. If haza is a shvus, it's not doche. Then the shchita shouldn't be doche. Shouldn't even do Karban Pesach on Shabbos. That's a joke. Because why is it a joke? It's a joke because it's not true. Torah says, do Shechita b'moado, even on Shabbos. What was Rabbi Akiva doing? They made a joke out of it. He said something that was apparently not true. And why did Rabbi Akiva say that? We'll see in a minute why he said it. That was in the Mishnah. Right? He made it following up. If Tazah you can't do, forget other Darabonans, you can't even do Shechita. And Ubas la'akor es mashakasav bo b'moado. Rabbi Akiva was uprooting what it says in the Torah b'moado. The odua ha'itza she'ain't a kal v'chomer. He knew that wasn't a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Akiva was not an Amoritz. Not at this point. He knew that was wrong. What's he doing? So he made a joke. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you made a joke to me. B'shchita he'tehei misaso. Shchita should be your death. Turns out it happened, right? The Yerushalmi says something fascinating. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Akiva learnt by Rabbi Eliezer for 13 years. For 13 years, Rabbi Akiva learnt by Rabbi Eliezer. And he never said a word. He never raised his hand, never spoke up. This was the first time he spoke up. And Rabbi Eliezer says to him, the first time you speak up, you say something ridiculous? Fascinating Gemara, no? The first time you speak up, that's what you tell me? A crazy kal v'chomer? That's not even true? I'm not impressed with that. And that's why he said that. It's unbelievable. Vart, no? Anyway, Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva says back, Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva says back, Rebbe, Al tichbireini b'shas adin. Don't. How do you translate the word tichbireini? Don't dispute me.
In other words,
don't say I'm wrong.
Kach
mi kublani mimcha. You yourself said Hazos Shavuz hi vino doches Shabbos. Hazos Shavuz is not doches Shabbos. V'chimiyacha d'ha agmarei my time akahadabe. Then why did Rabbi Akiva take it back? Right? Why did Rabbi Akiva take it back? Because Rabbi Akiva was saying, 1 second.
Why does Rabbi Eliezer
take it back. Right. So v'chimeyachar du agmarei, my tamar kahadarbe. So basically, Rabbi Eliezer was saying, I hold that you could do hazah on Shabbos. I hold there's no issue. But what's the issue? Is it gzeira that you're going to come to carry? There's no such gzeira. What's the other issue? It's masakin mana. So one of the achrim is going to say, what's masakin mana? It's not masakin mana. It looks like masakin mana. Right? You see how far away that is from anything real? It looks like you're masakin mana. Now, this masakin, let's assume it would be masakin mana. Would it be a daraisa? Masakin mana is your shoe broke, so you fix it. That's masakin mana, right? The table broke, so you go ahead and fix it. You got a drill, and you fix it on Shabbos. They don't want to do that. That's masakin mana. The table broke, the leg broke. So I go fix it on Shabbos. They don't want to do that. Here, let's assume it's masakin mana. Is it real masakin mana? No. It's a halachic, spiritual masakin mana. Not on top of that, it's not even masakin mana. It looks like it is. So for that, we're not going to allow you to be kavur shekhtach on Pesach, which you get curries for? So the Rebbe Lezer, no, of course not. The whole thing is crazy. So Rebbe Lezer held that you're allowed to do it. But Rebbe Kiva's Rebbe said you can't. So how did Rebbe Lezer change his mind? Rebbe Lezer learned from his Rebbe, no? So his Rebbe said, this is the halacha. Why are you making it burn halachas? So the answer is, Amar Ula, Rebbe Eliezer, ki agmarei, when Rebbe Eliezer learned it, Hazah de Truma Agmere. Yeah, you know what Rabbi Akiva said? You can't do Hazah to eat Truma on Shabbos. Why? Who said you have to eat Truma? Don't say Truma. So for that, I'm not allowing it. Right? The Truma Gufe, lo Docha Shabbos. That's not Docha Shabbos. Truma itself is not Docha Shabbos. You can't even give Truma on Shabbos. You're not allowed to mafra Truma on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Nami, Kiyosve Hazah de Truma. And Rabbi Akiva said, Kazod the Truma Osve Shi Mitzvah Vimshim Shavus. Vaha Savar, Rabbi Lezer held, Hazod the Pesach Kamosivle. And he's, you know, so Rabbi Kiva was trying to remind him that you only said it by Truma. You never said it by Pesach. And that's why Rabbi Kiva said the supposedly wrong Kal Vachomer. He was trying to jog Rabbi Lezer's memory. That's what's going on. Rabbi Lezer didn't take kindly to that. And he told him, that should be your end. Okay. Now, Masiv Rabba. Rabba asked the following question. Heshiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered back, Vamar Hazah Tamei. Heshiv Rabbi Akiva, Vamar Hazah Tamei. Right. Hazah's Tamei Meis Tochiach. Hazah's Tamei Meis Tochiach. Shechal B'Shvi Sholiyos B'Shabbos. Okay, it's complicated now. Masiv Rabba. Rabba asked the following question on the Mishnah. Heshiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered back, Va'amar, and said the following, Hazaz Tamei Meis Tochiach. The Hazaz of a Tamei Meis Tochiach. That what? That doesn't say you're Kal V'chomer. Why? Shechal Shvi Shalo, if the seventh day of the Paraduma, Lios B'Shabbos, falls out on Shabbos, Ube Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach, Shehu Mitzvah, then the sprinkling is a Mitzvah, because it allows you to bring the carbon Pesach, right? V'hi mishum shavus, and it's asa midrabanan, v'ena doch hasa Shabbos. It's not doch hasa Shabbos. Ela vaday, hazad the Pesach agmarei. So we're talking about Pesach.
Which part is no good? Him getting sprinkled on the seventh
day? Yes, exactly. He can't get sprinkled on Shabbos.
It's not doch hasa Shabbos, somebody's Tommy Mace.
That's right. That's right, exactly right.
Once again, so then bringing in the carbon Pesach is irrelevant.
Well, he can't bring it.
It's irrelevant. You have to bring it.
Correct. He'll do Pesach Sheni.
Yeah, he has it now.
That's right, 100%.
But he wants to bring it.
Can I do it? Rabbi Lo said yes. Go do it. Rabbi Kiva said no, of course not. It's not Tocha Shabbos. So it's a question. I have a machlokas about it. It's a big machlokas. Right?
I understand why he's asking the question, but I know once he's not supposed to be doing it already, adding the carbon pencil doesn't help him any.
You're right. You can go to Pesach Sheni. Maybe Pesach Sheni will also be Tamei. You want to sit with everybody else at the Seder. You don't want to be alone. I understand. That's right. He'd prefer to do it at the right time. That's all. The machlokas is he allowed to? According to Rekiva, you're not allowed to. According to Blazer, you're allowed to. It's a big machlokas.
Not really. You're not allowed to do it for any reason in general. Adding Pesach paid carbon pens doesn't help you.
One second, but it is karis. So you get karis if you don't bring it.
Not if you have an out.
Exactly. Right, okay, fair enough.
The Chumash tells him he's the guy.
Fair enough. Anyway, so v'chibid'achda agmere, my time of right? Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Rabbi Eliezer start up with Rabbi Akiva? Why did he start up with him? Rabbi Akiva said good. So Rabbi Eliezer, gamre, it's akarle. Rabbi Eliezer forgot. V'asir Rabbi Akiva lad kure gamre. And Rabbi Akiva was trying to remind him. So Rabbi Akiva said a ridiculous thing, trying to remind Rabbi Eliezer. So v'nemele behadia, say it straight out. So I'm saying straight out, Rabbi, didn't we learn like this? Savar lev lav urechari. He thought it wasn't appropriate. Okay. V'hazah, my time alo dachya Shabbos. Why isn't the hazah docha Shabbos? Right? Why isn't it docha Shabbos? Michti, let's see. Tiltulei ba'almahu. Tilchi Shabbos mishum Pesach. All it is tiltulei ba'almah, the Gemara calls it. What does that mean? So, what? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, well, the Gemara is going to say that. Right? Amar Rabba, Rabba said, maybe he'll come to carry it. And because of that gzira, you don't do it on Shabbos.
That's really, it's even harder one, because there's no shlus in the base of Mikdash.
It's a very difficult answer. Where you carrying it?
Exactly.
Well, no. Where does Hazal take place?
I think it takes place in the base of Mikdash.
In a
right? So the...
The other problem that you know a week before that you're going to have a problem next Shabbos, which is Erev.
It's nothing you can do.
You sprinkle a day earlier.
A little bit the Gemara is going to ask that question tomorrow. A little bit like that tomorrow. Similar type of question tomorrow. Anyway, Rabbi Eliezer, Navri, you could do it. Rabbi Eliezer machshir mitzvah dochanes l'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds machshir mitzvah kibidoch l'Shabbos. You could chop down a tree to build a knife to do a brismila on Shabbos. So why can't you do this? So Amri, Hani Mili, Hecha de Gabri Gufe Chazi, Ramichir Velel. That's where you're good, and the baby's good, and all you have to do is, there's something preventing you from doing the mitzvah. Like what? I don't have a knife. Or, the moil's outside the tchum, so no problem. But over here, Aval Hacha, but over here, the Gabri Gufe Lo Chazi. You yourself are not even fit. You don't have a chiyuv at all. You don't have a chiyuv at all. So to put yourself in a... That I'm not doing. That I'm not allowing, says Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, if you're a chiyuv, if you're a bar chiyuv, here, Rashi says, Kigon, lavi izemel lamila derech hashas rabim. You have to carry the knife in the street. Says Rabbi Eliezer, I allow that. On Shabbos. Why? Because the baby's ready. What's stopping the mist? The bris? We don't have the knife. But the baby's ready. Not a problem. Shekvar hatinok roi limol. The baby's ready. Avalhecha, the gavra lo chazi, the guy's not ready. Kigon, hi, tummy, the guy's tummy. Now you want to be Michal Shabbos to make him tar? Says Rabbi Eliezer, that far I'm not allowing. Lo ram yechiyuv aleha, ve'ein elo machshiri mitzvah. That I'm not, there's no chiyuv on him yet, and then I'm not allowing a, that's not called hachshir mitzvah. Okay. Amar Rabba, l'divir Rabbi Eliezer, katan bari, so according to this, a katan who's healthy, who's ready to have a bris mila, but they used to think in the olden days you had to heat up water. After the bris mila, you needed water, hot water. Forgot to heat up the hot water. Says Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbah, well, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the baby's healthy, then mechaman lo chaman lavroso v'lumulo b'Shabbos. Then we'll heat up the water so we can do the bris mila on Shabbos. Why? Because he's ready. Just, we don't have water, we'll need water afterwards, so we water him warming up now. The hachazilei, because the baby's ready. But katan chole, but if the katan is a chole, and in order to have the bismillah, he needs hot water first, then ein mechamen lo chamen levros lemoso, the lochazilei, then we can't do it. Right? Why? Because the baby's not ready. He needs to be warm, he needs to be bathed in warm water to make him ready. That we can't do. We can warm it up afterwards, but not before. That sounds so funny, no? So Amar Rava, the barihu, if he's healthy, lamalei chamal avrosa. What does he need hot water for? Afterwards. Ela Marava, Hakal Chol and Eitel Mila. Everyone's considered a Chola when it comes to Mila. Echad Katan Bari, Echad Katan Chola. Ein Mecham Lo Cham Lo Avroso Lo Mola B'Shabbes Dolo Chazi. No. There's no way you can heat up water. You heat up water before Shabbos. You heat up water on Shabbos for the baby. Why? Because every baby's a Chola. So if the baby's good, you have to heat up the water before Shabbos. So the baby's a Chola, so you can't do the Bismillah on Shabbos. What can I tell you? Now, what happens if you do the Bismillah and then you forgot that there's no water? That's a machlokas. Now, the machlokas is, we've shown him. No. If the water spilled.
Yeah.
So now I need hot water. So do I one of two options now? Either I heat up the water or I push off the bris. Now what do I do? That's a shayla. That's a machlokas. Okay. Eish v'abaya. Listen to this. Arel Shalomo. An Arel who didn't get a Bismillah, onesh kares. He gets kares for that. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, right? That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. We're talking about a guy. He didn't do a bris milah before on time to erev Pesach, so he can't eat the carbon Pesach, right? He gets kares. V'ahacha the guy for goofy lo chazeh. The guy's not ready. He has an arel. V'katani kares. And you see, if he doesn't do the bris milah, he gets kares. Alma, what do you see? Rami chiyuv aleh. The chiyuv on top of him. You said before, no, the chiyuv on him. So Amar Rabba said, Kasav Rebel Yezer, ain't shochtin al tamei sheretz. You don't shecht, what? I'm sorry, ain't shochtin v'zarkin, you don't shecht and do zrika al tamei sheretz. On someone who has a tamei sheretz, I mean not tamei meis, he touched the sheretz. It's only a one day tumah. So you don't do until he goes to the mikvah. And if he doesn't go to the mikvah, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, right? Even though at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, he brought a carbon Pesach. 11 o'clock, he touched the sheretz. So by the way, you can't eat the carbon Pesach until you go to the mikvah. I have plenty of time to go. And then he never went. He can't eat the carbon Pesach, right? Now, how is it any different? Then this guy who's day 7 of Tamei Meis is on Erev Pesach. How's it any different? Right? Now, he could go to the mikvah. He could get the paraduma. But as long as he doesn't get it, he can't eat the carbon Pesach. Same thing. Right? Now, v'chal she'ilu b'yachid nidche b'tzibur avid b'tumah. If a yachid would get pushed off, The tzibur would do it b'tuma. There's a rule by carbon pesach that if a tzibur is tame, it could be done b'tuma. Unusual halacha, it could be done b'tuma. The whole klai is tame, not the whole rove. It could be done b'tuma. V'chal milsa de isi b'tzibur isi b'yachid. Whatever rule you have by tzibur, you have by yachid. V'chal milsa de lesa b'tzibur lesa b'yachid. Whatever you don't have by tzibur, you don't have by yachid. So areilos, if it comes to areilos, the lav kulei tzibur areilam ninu. If let's say the whole tzibur doesn't have a bris milah, no one has a bris milah. What are we going to say? Get yourself a bris milah. Amrin lahu kumu mahalu mahalu nafshaychu. Go all get yourselves a bris milah for avidi pischa and make a carbon pesach. Yachid nami amrin lei kum mahul for avid pischa. Go get yourself a bris milah. What's the matter with you? Vilo mahul for avid onish kares. They get kares for that. I understand. Why are you schlepping around? Tuma, when it comes to Tuma, the ikul et zibura temein, ninu, lo, what does it say? Lo madinan alayu, right? We don't care, ela avdi betuma. We do it in betuma. So yachid nami potter. So yachid should be potter, right? And therefore, what the bottom line is, the Hazah should not be Doche Shabbos. Like what Mati said. So we don't go, so do Pesach Sheni. So, whatever the rules are by Tzibur, the rules are by Yachid. So, Amal Rav Kahana, Breder of Yeshua, L'Rava, for a Pesach Sheni, the less the Tzibur, it's a B'Yachid. One second. What about, there's no such thing as a Pesach Sheni by a Tzibur. There's no such thing. Because if a Tzibur is Rov Tameh, do it B'Tumah. We just made a grand statement. Whatever you have by a tzibur, you have by yachid. That's not true. By yachid, you have a carbon pesach sheni, and by a tzibur, you don't. So the Gemara says, Amalei, sheni hasam, da'avad le tzibura, berishon. Yeah, because the tzibur did it already. But the first time, the Sefer did it right the first time. So it's not a fair thing to say. Fine. Meisvei, try to bring another raya on Rabba. It says Yochal. The Brisa says like this: Yochal. I would think lo hi onish kareis ela shahaya tahar v'shul hayu b'derech mechoka. I would say that the only time you get kareis is if you're, I'm sorry, if you're tahar, or you're not far away. And why didn't you do a Karban Pesach? You don't want to. I'm sitting down the block from the Beit HaMikdash. I'm tahar. I'm not far away. Bring Karban Pesach. I'm not interested. Not interested. Such a person gets kareis. What about the other people? What about an Orel? For Tamei Sheretz. Or Tamei Sheretz. Right? Meaning not Tamei Meis. Just Tamei Sheretz. V'shar kol Tamei Minayin. And any other kind of Tumah. How do you know they also get kareis? And the answer is, Tamad Lomer V'ha'ish. It says the word V'ha'ish in the Pasuk, and it doesn't have to say the word V'ha'ish, and the Ish includes all these people. Now, Midikamahadara Tamei Sheretz, since it says Tamei Sheretz, Kasavar, Tamei Sheretz is on the list. What are the other people? Who are the other people? An Orel, a Tamei Sheretz. Tamei Sheretz. Since the Tamei Sheretz is on the list, he's on the list. So we're not gonna do shechita for a Tamei Sheretz. The shochtin v'zarkin al Tamei Sheretz, because if we would do that, lam leladure le hayru tar. He's tar. Why is he on the list? He could become tar. Alma, what do you see? Af agaf delo chazi, even though he's not fit right now, chiyuve aleha, he's a chiyuv on him. He has to, according to Rashi, send somebody to go be in the Karban Pesach for you. Go to the mikvah, and he can be eat the Karban Pesach. Af agav, the less of a tzibur, is a biyachid. You don't have that by a tzibur, no such thing. But you have it by a yachid. Ela ma Rava, so Rava has to say, kasavar b'liezer, zshokhin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. You could do shechita, you could do zrika for a tamei sheretz, for hu adin, l'tamei meis, b'shvi shalo. And he can even do it for a Tamei Meis, who the seventh day it falls out on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Eliezer, it's Docha Shabbos. Hazal l'mai, l'achila, for eating it. Achilas tzachim lo ma'akva, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that eating the Karban Pesach is not ma'akev. Not ma'akev. You're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach for people that can't eat. A guy's lying in a coma, he can't eat. So he can't make a Karban Pesach for that guy. He can't eat. But this guy, Mikzei Chazi, he's fit to eat, however, Tikuni Hudalo Masakin, but he's not right to eat. He's not ready because he's tummy. But he's fit, he's alive, he's walking around, he's not on a respirator, right? Not like that, not in a coma. He's not 100 years old who can't move. Not talking about a guy like that. So therefore, it's different. Okay. We can get to the Mishnah, try to get to the Mishnah. Then, Kal Amar Be'akiva. Be'akiva said a rule, which was, Kal Molacha that you could do on Erev Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. Shechita, which is impossible, is Docha Shabbos. Amar V'dem Arav. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, that's how we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, v'tna nami gabi mila, ki agavna, we wrote the same thing by mila, klalo am Rabbi Akiva, kal malacha shef shalas ozim Erev Shabbos, any malacha can do an Erev Shabbos, ain't a doches a Shabbos, it's not doches a Shabbos. Mila, she'ef shalas ozim Erev Shabbos, doches a Shabbos. All the other trappings of mila, all the other requirements, the knife, the mail, the water, all that has to be done before Shabbos. You can't wake up Shabbos morning, oh, I don't have a knife. I'll go buy one. Can't do that. We'll go make one. We'll go get the mail from the other town. None of those things you're allowed to do. Why? You can do it before Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Akiva have to say it twice? He said it by Karban Pesach. He said it by Mila. It's the same halacha. We need both. If it would have only learned by Pesach, Hasam hu demachshiri mitzvah lo dochi mishum Shabbos mishum delo nichtu alav shalosh shishu brisos. Because I would have said, Pesach, it doesn't say anything about 13 brisos. And by Mila, it does. But Avomila did nichrusu alav shalosh brisos emalidchi. Since Mila says 13 times, such an amazing thing that bris, it's a bris 13 times. I would think even you can do anything you want for Shabbos. But in the parasha of Lech Lecha, it says the word bris 13 times. I didn't count. That's what the Gemara says. 13 times, such a chash of a thing. So then maybe I was thinking, give me dacha anything. You need the water, but warm it up. Whatever you need. V'yashmina mila, and if another would have said mila, hasimu demachshiri mitzvah lo dachi Shabbos. It's like a kares. There's no kares on mila. Why is there no kares on mila? What does it mean by that? So Rashi says, do it tomorrow. You do the mitzvah mila on Sunday, there's no kares. There's no kares on the father yet. He's no kares on the son yet. No kares right now. No, we're not going to do it today. So we'll do it tomorrow. Avol Pesach, but if you batch up the Pesach, dig a kares. There's kares. Maybe litchi, so that I can do whatever I want. I can be doch everything. Absolutely not. Tzvicha, it was necessary to say it. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.